Downtown Fairhope. It is 8:24 and 46 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis into the studio. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Lori.
Appreciate you being here the third Thursday of each month to give us an update on what's going on with our Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department. First of all, will you be out at the festival selling sodas and whatnot again?
We will be. We'll be out at Magnolian section across from the food court.
Oh, is that a new location?
We've been there for a few years now.
Oh, that's right. You were near Greer's, too. But
yes.
So Magnolia and
Magnolian
section.
Okay. We will be selling Cokes and waters, and we'll have a fire truck for tours for the kids, and just if anybody has any questions or anything, they're welcome to come ask about the fire department, and we'd be glad to tell them.
Oh, good.
And give out information.
Folks can bring their kids or grandkids and let them check out the fire truck.
Exactly.
That's an exciting thing. Okay, well, good. We'll be looking for y'all and try to support you with your selling Cokes and water and whatnot. Otherwise, you were reminded, folks, with the time change, to remember to change your batteries as well on your smoke detector.
That's right. It's always important to keep fresh batteries in there and make sure they do work. We suggest it with a time change, so that's twice a year. At least change them once a year for sure to make sure they do have fresh batteries. And one thing that most folks don't realize is, even with the newer houses having the detectors hardwired, so they all go off together if something were to happen, they do have a battery backup as well. So it is important to change, make sure your batteries stay fresh.
And that's a good association. Change the time, change the batteries.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. On the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Facebook page, you have a picture of some firefighters that were out in the community looking at commercial structures. Tell us about that.
They went out and looked at some different buildings for fire safety hazards, and so we could have knowledge of things to look for or be aware of if there were to be a fire at different buildings.
That makes sense, especially some of these larger, newer structures.
Exactly. So they were out and about and looking at different places this past weekend, and they also happened across a birthday party at the park and then they did a drive-by birthday for another person.
Oh,
so
cute. That's nice. That's wonderful. Okay. And when is your big training? Is that coming up next weekend?
It is next weekend. We've got...
You're hosting.
We are hosting
a huge training weekend.
That's correct. We've got somewhere around 75 to 80 firefighters from around at least the southeast coming to Fairhope to train with a multitude of instructors. And we're glad to be able to host it.
You've got instructors coming from New York, Columbus, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, that's impressive.
The instructors are some of the best instructors out there right now. So yes, we're very happy to be hosting this class.
2 days of hands-on training. Very good. All right, and I guess now we get on to our call stats.
So for February, we had one grass fire, three structure fires, a vehicle fire, 53 motor vehicle accidents and EMS calls, and then 33 false or miscellaneous calls for a total of 91 for the month. That's actually, we in 2022 we ran 90, so it's
right about even.
So,
okay.
Yep, it's right even. So
okay. And how many fire stations do we have now? Four or five?
We are currently at four.
Okay.
Five is in the planning stages, but...
Tell us where they all are.
So, Station 1 is behind Thomas Hospital.
Right.
2, which is our training center, and classroom is out at Thompson Hall Road.
Okay.
3 is out at the airport, and then 4 is up behind Publix on Parker Road.
The original Publix. Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And what are future plans for a fifth?
The five is going out on 181 somewhere around the water subdivision. We have a piece of property in, or we're supposed to have a piece of property out in that new subdivision that's being built across from the waters.
The waters, is that the one with the waterfalls?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Up just north of the other public, and, then 181 yeah. Publix.
And that makes sense because that's a fast growing
area. That is
a
fast growing area.
So has land been donated? Or
we've got yes. We're just waiting for the developer to do what he needs to do, but we've
right the legalities. Right. Okay, well that's good to know because
so, somewhere in the future there will be a fire station there.
Okay, that topic came up with us yesterday because the police department, you know, is getting ready to build a 7,000 square foot building on Greeno Road for a substation.
Correct.
And Mark, you know, his son, his son is a firefighter. I was like, well, it's about, isn't it time for another fire station? And I said, well, I'll ask.
There are definitely plans. We're just waiting on legalities and to see where we go from there.
Okay. What else has been going on? I saw a couple of training pictures, even though you're hosting this huge training event.
We're always training. Currently, we're in the process of a Firefighter 2 class. They should be actually finishing up Monday, I think, is when they test out. We've had firefighters from Magnolia Springs, Bell Forest, Spanish Fort, and Robert's still in the class along with our firefighters. So we've had extrication classes going on for that. They had a propane simulator going.
Right. Just
a whole lot of different things. The building construction, like I said, a whole bunch of different things going on for that specific class.
I'm just now seeing where you posted your stats for February on Facebook.
There's a bigger breakdown than what we went over just a minute ago, but it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. So if y'all have not liked the Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department on Facebook, please do. I mean, you've got this broken down in much more detail.
It is.
Well, tell us about the building fire. And fires in a structure other than a building. Was it anything major?
No, ma'am. Okay. Neither one was real major on either of those.
Okay.
I honestly can't remember what they run together, so I can't even remember what the
right. Well, it's something you do every day.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, extrication of victims from a vehicle. There were two of those.
Yes, we had two extrications where we actually had to use the jaws of life to either pop a door or maybe move the dash on one, if I remember correctly, to get a person out. One of those was at Greeno and 104. I do remember that call.
Yes, that I think I remember that was a pretty heavy-duty accident.
It was towards the beginning of the month, but I do remember that one.
You responded to motor vehicle accidents with no injuries, 14 of them, with injuries, 7. Is it common to come to all of the accidents, or does it just when the police department thinks?
So
how does that work?
So when you call 911 and they ask you what the call is, if they don't know if anyone's hurt, they'll page it as unknown injuries, and a lot of times we'll get there and folks are like, "No, we're okay. We don't need an ambulance. We don't need the fire department."
Uh-huh.
At that point, it just becomes a call for the police department, but 911 sends everybody just to be on the safe
You're
side.
You're there just in case.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Anything else going on that you want to mention?
We are in the process of doing our barbecue cook-off again. We are looking at a different date because the committee realized that it was on Labor Day.
Right.
So, or Labor Day weekend. So they're looking at a different date. I don't have an update on the where we're moving it to date-wise yet, but we are definitely going to have it this year. Our fund drive letter has gone out. We received great support with it, and I'd like to just say thank you to everyone who supports us with that. Burn ban is not in effect yet, so if you are doing any open burning, that will start in May. But if you're doing burning a pile of leaves or limbs, just give us a call so we're aware of it, and you don't get a fire officer or fire truck coming up going, what's going on?
Right.
But
okay.
And that,
so you can burn leaves.
You
or
can
debris.
Burn leaves. You can burn limbs. Don't burn anything that puts off black smoke. That's the easiest way to put that.
Leaves are awful, though. Just a small pile of leaves.
It'll
makes
smoke
it
up
looks,
the neighborhood. That's for sure.
Smokes up the neighborhood so bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, but it's legal to
it
do
it. It is legal
if,
to do
if
that.
If you choose to drive yep. your neighbors crazy with it.
It is legal know. To okay. do that. Just let us know so we know what's going on, or that you're actually burning.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori.
Fairhope Volunteer Fire Department Chief Chris Ellis joining us the third Thursday of each month.